Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the 12th annual Prisma Health Children's Hospital Upstate Radiothon, you are Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. One of the highlights of my career was interviewing Riley in the last segment. Riley Fincher Foster, what an amazing story. I am inspired by her. And I'll tell you what, Will Pelagic, as Will, who's been filling in admirably for Mark Sturgis here the last few weeks, people bet me whether I was going to choke up and tear up today, and it started. I don't know if I win or lose here, but it started. I think I kept it together, though.
I was choking up when we were on the tour. That whole thing just made me emotional, and just again, seeing the fit. I hate to call it the product, but to see the happiness, to see the inspiration.
Well, the fruits of everyone's labor.
Correct.
Here, right? And that's really what we got to see on the tour.
877-719-KIDS is how you can donate and help us with the 12th annual Prisma Health Children's Hospital Radiothon. You can also text the word Radio Cares, all one word, to 91999. And this is a shopping hour, Mark. So everything that we get donated is going to help put in a pediatric intermediate unit, which is the area for children who require hospitalization for general medical issues but do not require intensive care. They're staffed by nurses, respiratory therapists, and physical and occupational speech therapists with specialized training and certification in pediatrics, and it provides care for children who need a higher level of care and monitoring that can be provided in the acute care unit but who do not need intensive care. And of course, they've celebrated birthdays and even one graduation ceremony. And it's these tablets too that include kid-friendly games, songs, and movies, which help provide a distraction during procedures and minimize a child's pain during IV starts and lab draws. And we're going to hear from Brandon Noblet here, and then their miracle moment coming up here later on this hour.
We certainly are, and we have some exciting news because we have a brand new miracle maker. Michael Stathakis has become a miracle maker on behalf of ESPN Upstate. He says not supporting a cause like this would be like not giving Kelly Bryant a ring. These kids, ooh, like Kelly, deserve it. Be a part of something great like Kelly was for all those years. And then I'm just seeing now your most recent tweet, Michael. I'm sorry I missed that until now. I still think the point on sports is well taken.
And a miracle maker too, Mark. It's very easy to do. I know that it might sound like a lot, but when you break it down,
$15.
50 cents a day.
Right. $15 a month.
How many of us don't waste more than that on something that we don't need?
Okay, so in terms of what we spend every month, Will, we have the examples that we've used each and every day, but let's be creative here. $15 a month, what are you taking out to budget for $15 a month to help the kids?
I mean, I used to, when I was working in radio 5 days a week in Columbia, I used to go down to my local coffee shop and get a coffee every day religiously, and 1 week's worth of coffee, gone. If you can become a miracle maker, and I probably could live without it, quite honestly, because I probably talk too fast when I have my coffee in my system to make that happen. So if you get rid of maybe one or two cups of premium coffee a week, I think that is more than enough of a sacrifice, because it goes to a good cause. It goes to something that won't be out of your system in a couple hours. It'll be with you for life.
Certainly. For me, maybe eat out once a week, two desserts.
Exactly.
Two desserts out
of a
restaurant.
You're a desserts guy.
I'm absolutely a desserts guy, man.
Maybe one less happy hour a week for you.
happy hour, you know, happy hour. Yeah, $15 happy hour. One less happy hour a week would be fine. No doubt about that. Or for you guys, one less large pizza with two toppings, just one less adult movie ticket, two burritos from Chipotle, or three Starbucks drinks. These are sacrifices we all can make. We all can prioritize $15 a month for the kids.
And those tablets, again, that we've talked about that help in the pediatric intermediate care unit, they basically run about $300. A hospital needs three new ones, so we need only five miracle makers by 4 o'clock. If we just get five miracle makers amongst our ESPN Upstate listeners by 4 p.m., then that will get us the tablets that we need for the Upstate. And that's the important thing about this radiothon, Mark, is that all the money, all the help, all the care stays right here for your neighbor in the Upstate.
There's no doubt about that. Over 500,000 kids were treated last year. No child is ever turned away at this hospital, regardless of their ability to pay. And when you give, you feel great. I always feel when I do something like this that I benefit more than anyone we're here to benefit. So give yourself that same great feeling by donating right now. As for us, the top three of three presented by Moe's Southwest Grill with a brand new location, 449 East Main Street in the east part of downtown Spartanburg. Welcome to Moe's. The top three of three starts now. Hit it. All right. At number three today, Yard Barker has released their list of the top 25 college football stadiums. Would you believe that three are listed as being better than Death Valley? Now, Clemson fans, I want to hear from you here because I want to know how you're feeling about this. Number one, Alabama. Number two, Army. Number three, Auburn. Now, I feel like if you argue against Army, you're almost a bad person here, right?
I don't know.
You can't really argue against those who keep us safe having a great home field advantage.
As much as I love Mitchie Stadium, no.
The Army-Navy game, if you've never been to it, should be on everybody's bucket list. But Clemson is four, rounding out the top ten. Colorado, Florida, you're darn right. Florida State, Georgia. Georgia Tech, no way. I was right there. There's no way that's a top 10 stadium. And Iowa, has that children's hospital that everyone waves to. That's such a really, really cool vibe. But for me, really interesting. Alabama, Army, and Auburn as better football stadiums than Death Valley. So what do you say, Clemson fans? Are they right? You're top five in the country, but should you be number one in terms of the total stadium experience? Your chance to chime in on that right now. We keep it rolling. Next up. At number two, an article surfaced yesterday that Cam Newton might still be hurt with his shoulder. First preseason game tonight for the Carolina Panthers. No Cam Newton, no Luke Kuechly. Precautionary reasons. You wonder why in the heck Greg Olsen is going to play tonight. But your first look at the Carolina Panthers, who I think, if Cam Newton is healthy, are going to shock the NFL world this year. Over-under of 7.5 wins by Vegas. That's a joke. 18th out of 32 teams. They're ranked by Pro Football Focus. Crime against humanity. My NFL preview magazine has them as the last place team in the NFC South. Don't buy the same magazine I did. And not only that, but Cam is now taking pot shots by former teammates. Here's five-year teammate D'Angelo Williams on First Take the other day.
Will Cam return to MVP form this season, guys?
Okay, so Cam's a good quarterback, okay? And really feel me on this. I'm not being a hater. I'm not. He's played. This is ninth season.
Yes.
He's had three winning seasons. He had one NFL MVP season, and everybody always defer back to that season.
Mm-hmm. 2015.
Right, 2015. Mm-hmm. If you take out that NFL MVP season, he had 147 touchdowns and 97 picks. So are we just going to keep going back to the fact that Cam had that one good season, or are we just going to see it for what it is, that he's a good quarterback that had a great year?
All right, D'Angelo. Well, I'll have you know that in 128 possible career NFL games, Cam Newton has started 122 with two shoulder surgeries, a truck accident, and more illegal headshots than any other quarterback in the league. It's comical, really. Nobody should question his toughness whatsoever. And I think that's really a cheap shot by D'Angelo Williams for a guy that's been the face of the Carolina Panthers. Look, he's led them three winning seasons in 9 years. Yes, that is correct. But can anybody name his top five A-level playmakers that have been surrounding him throughout his career? Greg Olsen and Christian McCaffrey in year three and Jonathan Stewart and Kelvin Benjamin, who's a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end, not really. I mean, Steve Smith, yes, there's no doubt about that. But the guy needs some help. They've improved the defense. They were 6-2 with him a year ago. They add Gerald McCoy. They add Brian Burns. Luke Kuechly, hopefully back healthy. I think Cam Newton is still playing for a Hall of Fame berth, ladies and gentlemen, and I think they're poised to shock the nation here in 2019. And finally, all right, ladies and gentlemen, I like suspense, and college football feels preordained. I like the unknown, and college football is the place you've been to a zillion times. I like fresh. College football is stale. College football right now, to me, has the same feel that the NBA has had the last 3 or 4 years with the Golden State Warriors. You know the outcome before the games are played. The only outcome you don't know is Alabama going to get over Clemson this year, or vice versa? And the college football folks will say there's no problem with us. Look at the ratings. We're great, just like you heard in the NBA. But try selling season tickets in Orlando, in Minnesota, in Sacramento, with teams that have no hope. Yeah, teams like the Florida Gators, the LSU Tigers, the UCF Knights, the South Carolina Gamecocks, not feeling much hope these days. So we here aim to change that. Who is next in the line of great college football dynasties? Could it be Texas, who beat Georgia, has the young stud coach, has rallied the fan base, has their own network, is the highest earning college football program in the country? And their recruiting classes in 2018 and 2019 were third. Or could it be Georgia, who has, believe it or not, equaled the Crimson Tide in recruiting rankings the last 3 years? Both Georgia and Alabama have classes ranked 1, 2, and 5 the last 3 years in the 24/7 college football recruiting rankings. Plus, you consider coaches' performance typically declines after the age of 65. Nick Saban is now 67. So to save college football, who is the next dynasty? I've presented two possible candidates for you. Those are today's top three at three, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN. The text line is there for you at 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Twitter, where our policy is, if you're following us, we will get to your tweets on the air at ESPN Upstate, at
Mark Ryan on
at,
air.
At Willie P. Style,
yes.
At Mark Ryan on air, at Lonzo on word, and you can also email the show, markryan@espnupstate.com.
We need 5 miracle makers this hour to help us get our goal for these tablets for the pediatric care unit, and we'd like to thank Stephanie from Lakeland. I think that's your mother. Is that not?
Stephanie from Lakeland. I don't know who that is.
I thought Lakeland was the Florida. Is Lakeland, South Carolina?
Is there a Lakeland, South Carolina?
I'm guessing there is.
I'm not sure.
Said she's an ESPN listener.
There you go.
$15 pledge for her. A miracle maker is what she became. And you can do the same. 877-719-KIDS. 877-719-5437. Or text Radio Cares, all one word, to 91999 as we continue here at the Prisma Health Children's Hospital Upstate Radiothon.
We certainly do. And coming your way next, our very next miracle maker moment, this one featuring Brandon Noblett. Plus, Will give us some observations of Clemson's practice later today. Live at the 12th Annual Prisma Health Children's Hospital Upstate Radiothon, he's Will, I'm Mark. You're listening to Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're live at the 12th annual Prisma Health Children's Hospital Upstate Radiothon, where you can donate. Thanks to Stephanie for her $15 donation representing ESPN Upstate. Thanks also to Michael Stathakis for becoming a miracle maker, just $15 a month. In this hour, we are hoping for five PIMU tablets. They're $300 each. We need three new ones. So that means we only need five new Miracle Makers by 4 p.m. What does it take to become a Miracle Maker, folks? $15 a month. Can you do that for me? Can I call in one favor for you today?
And those tablets, Mark, that is basically what a kid uses while, you know, they're trying to get procedures done on the young kids and the young boys and girls. They have games, songs, movies. This is going to be in a child's hand when they're getting some of the most critical care possible in the pediatric intermediate care unit, and it's part of a project to minimize a child's pain during IV starts as well as lab draws, and these are absolutely positively needed, because we talked about it earlier when we talked with Riley Fincher Foster. This is something that creates the positivity and creates the fun that is needed for these kids to battle and win with their diseases that they are fighting, each of them.
There's no doubt about that. And, you know, how often do kids dealing with these maladies, dealing with these problems, feel disconnected from their peers, right? I mean, they're living a life that sometimes, unfortunately, you know, most kids never even have to worry about. So the tablets help to connect them with their friends, help to make the kids be part of their own community. As you know, kids are getting cell phones now, 7-8 years old. Tablets right now, the knowledge on tablets and how to use them. You know, you're able to help kids connect with other kids, and be a part of their own community. And it's really a fantastic item for these kids here at Prisma Health Children's Hospital in the Upstate. Okay, we now want to get to our second Miracle Maker moment. We absolutely want to get to our second Miracle Maker moment. It's Brandon Noblet, and the Miracle Maker moment starts now. Thanks to Elizabeth in Greer for a one-time $500 donation. Alan Lipscomb, $180. Stephanie for $15 contribution. We appreciate any and all contributions. It doesn't matter the size. We are making money for the kids. We've raised over $3 million in the last 12 years. We, meaning Entercom Greenville. And there is now an Entercom Greenville playroom here at the Prisma Health Children's Hospital Upstate because of the donations you have made in this event that we put on each and every year. We'll be back here tomorrow as well. Half an hour left in the show today. Will, I know you got to attend Clemson's practice earlier today. And what'd you see? Anything? Any particular takeaways from that?
Well, the one thing I do like about at least the way that they do practice as opposed to some of the others is that, you know, that we get to see some substantive stuff, but it was a lot of stretching. So I will precursor with that. But you got to see a lot of the upper-level guys do some hitting, what they call the paw drill, and then some of the different line drills, and seeing guys move. And you know, I think it reinforces a lot of things from the standpoint of kind of guys who stand out. I think that this back seven, which Dabo Swinney talked about as being probably one of the best that he's been around, has got guys who are going to have to split some time. that are basically guys who could start anywhere in the country. Guys like Denzel Johnson and Nolan Turner, who both stood out today in those individual drills that I was able to witness here today. Darion Kendrick was in a yellow jersey, non-contact, but they say he's just banged up. It's a procedure involving a hamstring, so he will at least kind of be on the mend as far as that goes. Basically, they have three classifications, which is the normal jersey, which you can go full drills and everything like that. They've got a green jersey where you can go into individual drills and not have contact, and then the yellow, which is full no contact, and that was the one that Kendrick was in. Got to see Amari Rodgers, too, for the first time. He's out there kind of moving around, but still not having the ability to cut fully, of course, coming back from that torn ACL, and a couple of other guys who are banged up with injuries like Niles Pickney, who, again, they just say is just a bang-up, not necessarily anything that is too serious. It was an ankle turn. But the one thing, too, that I believe that we're looking at from the standpoint of observationally is that this team is now starting to kind of get acclimated and almost kind of like in the dog days where it almost kind of looked a little weary. And the fact that the heat was starting to kind of take the effects too early in the morning. It was very, very hot in Clemson early this morning. So as a result, I think those guys are now kind of getting to the point where they're ready to get in a scrimmage-type atmosphere, and they'll have that first opportunity coming up on Saturday inside Death Valley for Dabo's first scrimmage.
Is this open to the public as well?
No.
Not open to the public, first scrimmage.
No. Basically, the way that works is that some of the high-level IPTE donors get to see that. We don't get to see anything as the media, so as a result of that, all we kind of have to rely on is the word from the coaches and players when we talk to them after practice on Saturday. But that'll be the first opportunity in kind of a controlled game atmosphere to kind of go through it. And again, that practice is more that particular scrimmage is probably more to kind of see which of the younger players is able to make things happen from that perspective. I know that as a result of the way that they do it, they do that scrimmage, they do a situational scrimmage, and then they do kind of one more dress rehearsal. And in that dress rehearsal scrimmage, they do things like, you know, coming out of the locker room, and they also make things happen as far as practicing the run down the hill and the bus ride, things of that nature.
So they practice running down the hill?
They do.
That's something practiced. I didn't know that.
Yes, absolutely. They do a whole huge – they simulate a game day. They do the whole pregame warm-up. They even do the halftime, too. They even simulate the halftime as well.
Wait. They got to practice running down the hill?
Yes, they practice running down the hill. Trust me, that thing is a little bit steeper than you would actually think if you haven't been down it, Lonzo.
I have been down it. That's why I'm laughing.
It's a little steep.
Lonzo, you've run down the hill before?
No, I walked down it. I'm not running. I didn't touch anyone's rock when I did it either.
Have you gotten to go down the hill, Will?
I've gone down the hill.
How do you get to do that?
Well, I don't think you run. I was literally a product of it. Was the only way I could use to get out of the stadium after a game, because I used to do a Periscope live on the field after a game, and all the gates were closed, and so the only way that I can get out was basically walk up the hill. So I did the reverse.
I check on the text line here. No to Kelly Bryant getting a national championship ring. Mark and Will, you and I, Will, are in the minority here, but we're both right on the same side. And you know, say it's not a career award. And so another texter says, how about Happy Valley for the best stadiums in the country? Happy Valley came in 18th. I'd put Happy Valley above Nebraska, Mississippi
State,
Iowa, certainly, Georgia Tech.
Have you been in Nebraska?
Listen, wake me up when they're back to winning again. They've got cold metal bleachers.
Did you answer the question? Have you been to a game at Nebraska?
Why would I ever want to do that?
I have been to a game at Nebraska. It is unlike any Big Ten atmosphere that's out there. Even the horseshoe, even the big house.
Because it's a Big 12 team.
It's not
now
a big
now playing in the
Big
Ten.
Come on. Yeah. It's got one of the biggest video boards in the country. One of the biggest video boards in the country.
Because that's why we go to a college football
and some of the nicest people that you would ever meet in a college football atmosphere.
Really?
Yes.
At Nebraska?
Very, very much.
Really? Okay.
Some of the nicest people. We mentioned the Kelly Bryant issue. Dabo Swinney has some fresh comments on that. He met with the media after practice today and basically said, you know, what can I say that I already haven't said? I love Kelly, but you got to be on the team. He certainly could have been here, but he wasn't. There's nothing else to comment on. What do you want me to say? He wasn't on the team. It's as simple as that. We played 11 games after he left. We played 15 games. Well, how about that game that you played against Texas A&M? If you wouldn't have had him, guess what? You're not playing in Santa Clara in the end of January.
100%. He got you off to that start. Trevor Lawrence wasn't ready to do that for you. You bought Trevor Lawrence some more time, got you to the college football playoff the year before.
Well, of course, the rebuttal now for people is they almost lost the Syracuse game because he wasn't there. Well, that's
let me tell you this, Will. Here's who I respect. I respect those Clemson fans who, you know, if you legitimately disagree with Kelly Bryant getting a ring, fine. I respect that. Mm-hmm. But it seems like there's a faction of every fan base that just agrees with everything that the staff does.
Right.
And so have your own opinion here. My opinion here is it's not a major mistake, but I don't think it's a great look for Dabo to have given Kelly Bryant a ring. I think it looks petty.
It's a better look to give him one than it is to not, because I don't think anybody's asking a question of Dabo Swinney if he's not giving him a ring versus, of course, him not getting one. He has to deal with the firestorm. He has to deal with the criticism for that. And I think, again, he's usually somebody who tries to do things above board and stay away from criticism. We are at the 12th Annual Prisma Health Children's Hospital Upstate Radiothon here on ESPN Upstate. The telephone number to donate, 877-719-KIDS, 877-719-5437. Text Radio Cares to 91999. Radio Cares is all one word. We only need two more Miracle Makers. That's $15 a month to help us get these tablets for the Pediatric Intensive Medical Unit. $300 is what that tablet costs. We only need two more Miracle Makers, and then we can have our goal to make sure that we have those tablets for the kids while they're undergoing pediatric care. You're listening to the 12th Annual Prisma Health Children's Hospital Upstate Radiothon. Coming up, we'll continue to debate some of the things involving Clemson and South Carolina's practices. And I want to get into more of the stuff involving the stadiums, because I think, you know, you and I, we can kind of, between the two of us, tabulate our favorites among that list, because I probably have some on my list that you haven't seen and vice versa. We continue Offsides. Along with Mark Ryan, I'm Will Polacek, and you're listening to ESPN Upstate.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Live on location at the 12th Annual Prisma Health Children's Hospital Upstate Radiothon, you can contribute by calling 1-877-719-5437, 1-877-719-KIDS, or by texting Radio Cares to 91999. Now, Radio Cares is one word, Radio Cares, 91999. And the thing is, I'm asking that you help us out. I'm asking that you help the kids out, because 100% of the proceeds are going to benefit them, all right? And we all can afford something. You're going to spend $5 on something here or there. Whatever you can afford to spend, we greatly appreciate it, okay? Tablets for PIMU, $300 each. Your donations in this hour, the goal was five. We have three, we need two more, and we can do so with your $15 donation. Become a Miracle Maker, which you can do for only $15 a month here moving forward. Now, before we get to what Will wants to get to, a flag has been thrown.
Uh-oh.
All right, the offsides flag has been thrown on Lonzo by Bill Backus, who emails the show and says, Lonzo, if you were in Kelly Bryant's position, and you knew that Trevor Lawrence was Dabo's guy, you knew you weren't going to play anymore, you wouldn't have done the same thing. Good luck with that, says Bill Backus.
By the way, I never said that I wouldn't do it. I understand why he did. He did the right thing. But when you do that and you leave a program, you quit a program at the beginning or anywhere in the season, you are a quitter. Good on him. I hope he does well. I think he's going to do well where he is.
So you're a quitter too then?
No, no.
Well, you just said you would have done the same thing, quitter.
I think it gives more credence.
How many jobs have you quit, Mark? That makes you a quitter
none,
too, right?
None.
You quit on your first degree and then change to something else? I'm just
no,
saying.
No, no.
Okay.
No quit jobs.
All right.
I think it gives it's more defensible for Dabo to do it as opposed to not doing it, because if you don't do it, you look like a jerk. And that's my kind of feeling on it. And I think because of that, Dabo is basically having to answer a lot of undue questions. Again, he says, you know, what more do I have to say on it? Well, you know, again, if you don't get those kind of questions if you give Kelly the ring. Like, And you turn it into more of a positive thing. Here, he looks very, very petty. And they talk about, you know, the stuff involving the Syracuse game and him not being there. Look, if he would have stepped on the field for one play in that Syracuse game, his college career is over. Because guess what? Trevor Lawrence came back the following week and put forth one of the best performances he had all year. So, I'm sorry, the ability of Kelly Bryant to make a business decision that was favorable for himself and to allow his opportunity in collegiate athletics to continue for another year, the fact that he was trying to preserve that, I don't fault him one bit, and I do believe that Dabo would have been better served to maybe, you know, take away from this. This is an unneeded grenade. This is another grenade. This is another one of those distractions, another one of those things that could have been avoided.
Well, I'll tell you what. Most of the time, the vast majority of the time, you have someone transfer off of a team that wins a national championship, I would honestly say, Will, no ring. But Kelly Bryant is a very unique case, a kid that waited his turn, bided his time, had a great attitude, was a leader on the team, had more top 25 wins, six, during his tenure at Clemson than any other quarterback in the country did over that same period of time, and they only won a national championship last year because he got them off to a 4-0 start. So if you win a national championship in large part due to the contribution he made on the team, I feel like in this particular case, there is an exception to be made here.
You know
if
what?
If your policy, Lonzo, is, you know, no rings for a player that quits, I think there's an exception that should be made in this case.
You know what? I just realized that I'm working with a couple of participation trophy guys.
Oh,
I didn't
God.
Realize that. That's who
oh,
I'm working
God.
With. No. Man, that's hard. That's hard to deal with.
I mean, think about it in the pros, though. I mean, a lot of times they will give, whether it's a World Series ring or a Super Bowl ring, a lot of those rings are given to people who aren't even on the field. Like, those are given to support staff members and people in media relations and salespeople,
You're
ticket
making
people.
My case for me.
I'm not saying, I'm not making your case. I'm just telling you, all those people get a rings, and Kelly Bryant had more to do with the success of their on-field championship that they won on the field than anybody that is inside that building who didn't
Lonzo,
take the field.
You have successfully managed to get Will's voice to raise.
I got him. I can hear the echo. I can hear it. That's awesome.
The foyer is echoing as the blood pressure is rising
also,
for Will. You have successfully gotten a rise out of him, Lonzo.
So I want to say something about this list that you were talking about on Yard Barker. I think that this list is done alphabetically, so I don't know if it's necessarily done in order of importance. Because I think because of that, that's why you're seeing, you know, like, as you go through,
oh
it's alphabetical.
Gosh.
So I don't
oh
think
my
it's,
gosh.
I don't think it's necessarily done
just,
in
wait
order.
Wait a minute. You just totally, and they, this was how it was tweeted. You know, that's a great catch on your part.
I think this is
that's
done.
A great catch on your part, Will.
I think this is done alphabetically. So, like, they say that Camp Randall Stadium is 25th on this list.
Where's Death Valley?
Clemson is
I bet
literally
you they're lower than fourth. Are they fourth?
LSU?
No,
Clemson, Death Valley,
yes.
It's fourth. It's fourth in alphabetical order.
Fourth in alphabetical order.
Yes.
Oh, so they didn't rank them.
No, they didn't. It's literally just done in alphabetical order.
Well, you just ran on my parade here, man.
I'm not trying to rain on your parade.
What are you trying to do?
I'm throwing the shade toward Yard Barker, not you. You
yeah.
you were duped.
I was duped.
You were duped
I
by
duped.
You were duped by these
misappropriating
misappropriating and misinformation giving Yard Barker dudes.
We really were. All right, coming your way next, a very special best thing we heard today as we are live on location at the 12th annual Prisma Health Children's Hospital Upstate Radiothon. You're listening to Offsides right here on ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Straight Up with Sturge coming your way next with Diddy and Will Pelagic. Will rolling on for the first couple hours of that show. Diddy for all three as we continue here from the 12th annual Prisma Health Children's Hospital Upstate Radiothon. Multiple ways for you to donate. 1-877-719-5437. That's 1-877-719-KIDS. Text Radio Cares, one word, Radio Cares, to 91999 to make your donations. So how about the best thing we heard today? How about all of your donations, the most recent donations that have come in? Stephanie, $15. Elizabeth O'Connor, $180. Tom, $100. Elizabeth, $500. Alan has contributed $180. Some of our most recent contributions. We've now had 53 contributions for the day. And ladies and gentlemen, we only need one more miracle maker to hit our goal for the 3 o'clock hour. And we're getting some great tablets here for the kids in this particular hour, Will. So there's no doubt about it. The best thing we heard today, music to my ears, are all the donations that you guys are making, all of which 100% goes to the kids. The kids to give them some fun items here in the hospital. The kids to give the hospital itself some necessary pieces of equipment. Every single dollar stays local. Every dollar pays for programs and services. This hospital has treated over 500,000 kids within the last year. No child is ever turned away, and they're never turned away because of your help. Back here tomorrow as well. Will, thanks for sitting in with me for a couple, man.
Getting ready for tomorrow, too, as well. Should be a lot of fun.
It certainly will be. Stay tuned. Straight Up with Sturge, Diddy, and Will Pelagic coming your way next. And thanks for your contributions to the 12th annual Prisma Health Children's Hospital Upstate Radiothon and for listening to Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!